Good morning. So this week I want to get into Mamash Halacha L'Maise, the Inyoni of Chanukah L'Maise, the small details that we have, the new details that we have that more than get today than used to be once. And with that really we'll put together what we learned the last 2 weeks more in Lumdus to the practical implications. By the way, next week there won't be a shiur. So we'll have a week off. Chanukah vacation.
You're supposed to learn on Chanukah, but whatever. We'll talk about it.
Without incentivizing, you should learn yourself. That's it. Okay.
It always works out that all this year will be canceled
somehow. Might as well just go now. Let's get out.
Sean Bias is squeezing in here
somehow. So, last week we learned the halacha. We mentioned the last 2 weeks. We made brother the ma'isa with the halacha is that Ner Chanukah. Where is the location of Ner Chanukah? So I'm reading the lashon of Shulchan Aruch. Ner Chanukah minicho at Pesach asamuch leushus harabi mibachutz. You put the Ner Chanukah at the front doorway, the one that faces Rosh Hashanah. Now, by his post Rosh Hashanah minichat petro. If the door opens Rosh Hashanah, you do it over there. If you have a courtyard, and in front of the house, you put it in front of the courtyard. He lives in the second floor, there's no door. He puts it in the window. So that's what the Shulchan Aruch brings. And the Shulchan Aruch here is putting into here, a maskana of a machlekes. Machlekes we're showing in Rashi and Tesis. Where do you put the candles if you have a door to Shulchan Aruch? And you have a courtyard in front of it. Do you put it in the door to the chotzer or to the door to the house? Machlokes of Rashi and Tosfos. Rashi holds you always do in the door of the house, no matter what. Tosfos says no. If you have a chotzer in front of the house, you do it in the door of the chotzer. Comes the Shulchan Aruch Paskas like Tosfos that you do it in the door of the chotzer. Now, where does it come to Gal Lamaisi today? Where all the chorin jump up. By the way, this is I mentioned it before. The halachas of Hilchos Chanukah, there's so much more written by the poskim of this generation. Rav Moshe, Chassid Yitzchok, Rav Yashiv, Rav Shlomo Zalman, and in the Shulchan Aruch, when you get to the halachas and you get to the Lamaisa, it's very little. It's very interesting. The Torah Shabbat Peh, it increases every generation more and more. So one of the big machlokes that you have, the Nergeh Lamaisa in Eretz Yisrael, is what do you do with a building? You're living in an apartment building, and you have the entrance to your apartment goes into the hallway. The entrance to the building goes into the entrance of the building goes into to the street. But is that building, the entrance of the building, is the lobby and the common space considered to be a chotzer? Mm-hmm. Is it considered to be a chotzer or not? So why is the big machloikas in the poskim? Rabbi Eliashiv holds that it's definitely considered to be a chotzer. And Rabbi Asher holds the mice in Eretz Yisrael. Where do you light candles? On the entrance of the building. So sometimes you'll go in Eretz Yisrael, if you're zoichet to be Chanukah in Eretz Yisrael, you're going to go to Eretz Yisrael, you'll see many buildings that they have in front of the building. They have like a big, like shelves, like a bookshelf in front of the building. And there they have candles. And people doing the candles in front of the building, because that's what Rabbi Asher holds, you have to do it in the entrance of the building because that's a chotzer. Many other Achareim argue that. One, Biroisham is the Briskerov and the Chazonish. Chazonish says, Chotzer today, you know what a Chotzer used to be in time Chazan? Chotzer used to be a place where people used as their house, as their home. They had a house. And like maybe if you want to bring a good example, it's like a backyard for us today. So you have a backyard or a front yard where people go in and do things over there. They sometimes eat their meals. They go out, they play out there, they sit out there, they spend time over there. That's chotzer. But if you have an apartment building, nobody's using the lobby. Nobody's using the lobby for their own personal use. That's not called a chotzer. That's one of the biggest machlokes that you have in Eretz Yisrael. What do you do? What's Pesach HaChotzer or not? And Rosh Shlomo Zalman is the one of the ones that says you put it in the window facing, Chazonish says you put it in the window because you can't do it in the door downstairs. So the Shulchan Aruch says, if you have Dar Ba'aliyah, he's living in the second floor, where do you put Neres Chanukah? You put them out the window. Now, one of the questions, and that's what I want to get to speak about Chutzarts in a moment, Another big discussion that Achronim have is what happens if you have a door going to Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, but the window is a better location to face Rosh Hashanah Rabbim. Where do you put? You have now two places where you can put the nearest. You can put the nearest on the door of your house, but the window, the door, let's say, is covered with bushes. The door is not right directly facing Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, but you have a window facing Rosh Hashanah Rabbim. Should I put it on the window or should I put it on the door? So here comes again a big machlokes. Rav Yashiv is one. He's one of the proponents that holds that you have to do it on the door, and if you don't do it on the door, you're not yotzei dechayva. Rav Yashiv holds if you put it in the wrong place, that's not mitzvah nechalaka. Bracha levatala. You didn't do the mitzvah. Everything you did everything wrong. That's Rav Yashiv. Rav Yashiv is the one that goes to the extreme that holds it has to be only in a certain way. You don't do that a certain way. There's no nechalaka. Others hold the no that. Even if you put it on in the wrong place, Tirum Moshe is one of them, and Chassid for sure, Shal Zalman, if you put it on the wrong place, but it's still a place which is good enough in other situations, you're Yoytid Echayv. So for example, I just saw this here, Chaim Kanievsky says, if you have a window that has a better view to Shusar Rabbi, do it over there. He argues on his father-in-law, and he holds that the door is not Me'akiv. The best places to do it is where it faces Shusar Rabbi in the best and the best view that you have from Shus Rabbim, that's Rav Chaim against Rav Yashiv. Okay, so that's really going into Eretz Yisrael, where do you put it in which place? One of the other, just add that to the mix, is you're living in a very, we know that in order for the Neiris to be considered to be in the right location, they have to be less than 20 Amma from the place where you see them. 20 Amma is approximately 10 meters, something somewhere around 30 feet. 30 feet, so 30 feet is three floors high. What happens if a person lives in the fourth floor in a building? What should you do with the nearest? One of the big discussions that everybody has, what do you do with the nearest? So here comes the Rav Osner, he is his chiddush that many people rely on it, is that if you have buildings across the street, which are also four floors high, and you're facing somebody in the same height, you don't have to go in and say, okay, they're just driving downstairs on the street, they can't see me. In your place, in your windows, anybody can see you? If the answer is yes, that's good enough. So if you have people that can see you from the buildings across the street, that's good enough for Yisrael Nisa. That's what Rav Elazar, that's what many people are saying Mechon today in Eretz Yisrael. Okay. So that's, in a nutshell, the big discussion that everybody has in Eretz Yisrael, where do you do it? And then some people go ahead and they align in a few places. They align in the door. I remember in Yeshiva, the Yeshiva had a chatzah. I live in the Chevron Yeshiva. So there's a big courtyard. And there's two entrances to the courtyard. The question is, what is the main entrance? We have two. So there was a bachur, and people would give him a little money, you know, to mishtatef to join him, that he would light probably in five places. He would light in the two entrances to the chatzar. That's two. He would light in the entrance to the dormitory building. He would light in the window of his dormitory room, which I'm not going to go into Yeshiva today. It's a very big discussion. And he would light in the dining room. So it would be five places where he's lighting. Many people do too. Because of this Rav Yashiv that holds that you have to do one place for Hanukkah Yetzeh. And then you have the Chazon Ish that says where Rav Yashiv says to do, that's not good. Because according to Chazon Ish, this is not a chutzah, it's not your place. So you're just lying in the middle of nowhere. So many people that saw lie in two places, downstairs in the entrance to the building and upstairs in the window. They do both.
Okay? Bracha by both?
No, you do bracha on one of them. Which one? So here, because according to Chazon Ish, because many Achronim hold the window is good. So they do in the window, and then they go downstairs and do it downstairs because according to Chazdeish, it doesn't really work over there. So just to put all the shittas together. When you come to Chutzah, it comes the interesting thing. It says, the Shonal goes on and says the following. It says, Uvishas ha-sakona, she'einu rasha l'kayim ha-mitzvah, in Shas ha-sakona, you can't do the mitzvah, menichoy al-shukhonoi v'dayim. You put it on the table, that's it, you put it in the house. That's what the Shulchan Aruch goes on and says. Right, so the Shulchan Aruch is speaking specifically Shas HaSakana. When you have a time of danger, you can't do the mitzvah, you will do it in your house. So remember when I moved here when I moved to Lawrence, five towns, you go around, everybody has a house. The house is l'chatchil, according to all shit is doing the entrance of the house. You don't have all the problems that people have in Eretz Yisrael with a building, with a window, with the top floor. The machlokes Rashi tells you, you have to have a chatzar, not a chatzar. Here, everything is resolved. The entrance to the house faces Shusar Rabbi in most cases. You have no chatzar, because the chatzar is not, there's no mechitzis, so you have no door to the chatzar. You have the perfect situation where to put a Neres Chalakah L'mehadrin HaMehadrin with no suffix. Right? This should be unbelievable. The door of the house. And you come here, nobody puts it in the door of the house. There's a big pillar outside. The Shulchan Aruch says, Shasa Sakana. L'chur, in the five towns today, it's not Shasa Sakana. There's no danger to put it outside. So why don't you put it in outside? L'chur, that should be the place, the right place to put it. Not L'chur. So, well, to try the first part of the shiur today is to try to understand the reasoning why we still put it inside today. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, well, very good. So that's the beginning of understanding the answer. The Ramah says, the Shulchan Aruch says, Menichoi al Shulchan Aruch, on his table, which makes sense. You can't do it. It's a time of danger. You can't do mitzvahs. You're hiding the fact that you're doing it. Where do you put it? You can't put it in the window. You put it on your table. Why you put it on the table? So one of the reasons you put it on the table is that people should go, I saw some of them before should bring, is because if someone comes in and says, what are you doing? I'm just lighting. I need light in the house. Right? Those days, how did you light the house? There was no electricity. You had candles. There's my candles on my table. Nobody, if someone, if a guy comes in, you have a good excuse. What are you doing with these nails? That's the takana. That's the takana. So we mentioned, I think we mentioned here as well, that there is, the Gemara says, Gemara brings the Shas Sakana. Shas Sakana minichoya shukhana vidai. And the Chur, this doesn't make any sense. Why does the Gemara have to tell me that? Mimono shach. If we're talking about Shas Sakana Stefashas, a regular Sakana Stefashas, you can't do mitzvahs. So we know, call a mitzvah Shabbat Torah, yeah, the din is that Yavar Val Yaharik. If a person has danger, if he doesn't do the mitzvah, he's going to die. You don't do the mitzvah. Except Shalosh Averis Chavurus. If it is Zorah Shukhas Tomi Gula Reis. Except these three, Yavar Val Yaharik. Except if it's Shas HaShemad, Shas HaShemad, when the goyim are forcing people not to do mitzvahs because they're Jews and because of Yiddishkeit only, that's the only reason. So then every mitzvah, even Arak the Masana, like Moses says, they used to put the shoelaces. If they're going to tell you have to change the shoelaces because of the, and their intention is because they want to be Mavir, they want to be people to not keep Yiddishkeit, that's their intention. So a person has to kill himself for that as well. So you want to show, what is the case here in Chanukah? Let's bring a sakana, which is not considered to be Shas HaShemad. So what's the chiddush of the Gemara? Shas HaSakana, you don't do. Of course, Shas HaSakana, you don't do. You never do mitzvah Shas HaSakana. Any mitzvah, tzitzis also. Shas Sakana, you don't put a mitzvah if it's Sakana to wear a tzitzis. And if it's Shas Shema, you have to do it anyway. So what is the Gemara coming on and telling me? A new thing. Shas Sakana, minichoy al shulchan avidaya. What is this about? The Maise in Tofer Shain Beis, Simut Tofer Shain Beis, we have another Lashon over here. It says, he says, the Shulchan Aruch brings, when do you light? That's what we spoke about already here. When do you light the candles? You're supposed to light it on the time shetichle regel in a shuk, which is the time that we'll get to see what it is exactly. But tichle regel in a shuk is at that time, right? He says like this. Says there are more. You're showing me shvazman as there shemad likim bifrim. Today that you light it inside, ainu tzorich leizor lead likoni shetichle regel in a shuk. You don't have to be careful to be malik for tichle regel in a shuk, right? What is the right time to light candles? So I must say, we said today lighting inside. So it doesn't. We'll get back to all this in a second. But you don't have to do it so much. The Ramah says also today is better to do it. Why? So Mishnah Berurah says. So the Bir Halacha brings the tour. Says Sha'afu b'shemad likim b'frim kevin shemad likim b'petach habayis u'patuach. Yes, sheker lo hirvim v'shavim. So, that's the lashon of the Torah. The Torah says, I'll tell you, it's better to do the time because still there's something. He says Pesach Abay, but for the intents and purposes that we need today, you're doing it in the window anyway. You're doing it in the window, so it's better to do it facing, doing it in the right time when people in the street can see you. Right? And also the main place when the Shulchan Aruch tells me not to light the Maniach HaShulchan Aruch. So he says, Mishnah Berurah says, can't fire right now, but there's a halacha that if you don't, where do you light the candle Shas Sakana? Where do you light the candle Shas Sakana? Where's the place? What? So it says, Shas Sakana, Yanicho Shukhana. But then later, I'm going to find it because this is something to read inside. The Shukhana says, we have, where is the right place to do the nearest? So Mi'ikar Din, you do it, when you do an Eretz Yisrael, you do it on your door, on the opposite side of the mezuzah. She'im mukaf mitzvahs. One side is the mezuzah, the other side is the menorah. So says the Mishnah Berurah, let's see if I find it. Yeah, it says, Umiyu bezman hazeh, shekulonu madlikim bifrim, ve'ein nekim neshu tzarav yu klal. So he says, ein lochash kokachim, ein madlikim betefa sohla petach. So the Berurah says, it used to be you do it in the door, but now we're doing it anyway inside. So why should we don't? Have, so maybe we should not do it in the door. Says the Ramah, "Mikol kol minog laadli getevach sol lapetach kawai yemeim ben lishanos." Right? So he says the Ramah says, you know, maybe it's better to do in, also in the door. Many chassidim noig today, even today, not to do in the window, but to do in the door, because like Ramah says, it's better to do in the door. You want to have neck with the mezuzah. Says the Mishnah Berurah, he brings him. He has a window. It's better to do it in the window for Bnei Yerushalayim to see it and have Pirsum Nisa. The Mishnah Berurah is quoting over here, but I'm singing the Magen Avraham. He's quoting the Magen Avraham. So Magen Avraham tells us that you put it on the window, Bishas in the Chutzaretz today, for Bnei Yerushalayim to see it. That's what he says. So, now what's the big theme over here? So, 1 second. If you could do it in the window, do it in the door. If you could do it, remind what Gemara says. Better to do it in the window. If you could, do it in the window. It's better to do it in the window. Bnei Yerushalayim will see it. We saw the command. You should do it in the time when people are walking in the street. So, people could see it from the window. What window, right? If it's not Shas Sakona, you're hiding it. Elma, you're not hiding anymore. So, why window? Put it in the door. Right? So, you see from here a little bit of a mocker of a raya that even the time where you, in Chutzart, you could have done it, and it wasn't Shas Sakon anymore, you did not go ahead and put it outside. That's a mashmoz that comes out from this Ramah. Even though you could do it, you could put it in the window, or you could put it in the door as well, you still didn't do it. What is the reason why not? So, the Pashut Shat, some wanted to say, some Chayim say, the reason is, because, you know, you live among the Goyim, putting outside is too much of a dare. Going outside, he's garus. You're going in and you're shepherding them. But inside in the window is a little different. Okay? That's maybe that's one reason. But Lamai said there's already the Bala Itu, who's a Rishon, writes, has a lashon, that Kevan Shenoagu Noagu. Because they're annoying, you're ready to put it outside, not to put it outside. So that's it, it's over. You don't put it outside anymore. You don't put it outside. The already the Rishonim master. The one of the rishonim you bring, they used to know you to do it inside, because one of the rishonim, I forgot now what it was, asks, I don't understand why you're not putting it outside. Today there's no sakana. So you see, even in his time, people were know you to put it inside, not outside. So the Baal Eitu says, Kvat Shenoagu Noagu. They did it. What's the reason? So I'm just going to share with you two reasons. One up Hilchasa, and one a little bit up Yagata. Just to have a little bit of a point to that. Rav Sternberg brings a beautiful idea. He says like this. He says, in Chutzarts, the Chazal said, you're living among the Goyim, Mokom Sakona, you have to do it inside. What happens if you have no more, there's not just Sakona anymore? So Rav Sternberg, yeah, but some places there is Sakona. Some places there's Sakona. If today you're going to Iran and you're going to put it near Chanukah outside, I'm assuming it's just Sakona. I'm assuming. Yeah, you go now, they have it in Russia, Ukraine, and if you're in France, you go to France, you put, there's some areas in France, it's a sakana to go ahead and announce that you are Yid. So there are always places in the world where it's a sakana to do an Adlokas Neros Chanukah. Some places. So already it's loy plug. They say, no, every chutzot you don't do it outside, and that's it. He brings in an example to that, interesting example, with a resource salon there. There was a time in Europe there was a big sickness in time resource center. People were very sick. There was some kind of plague, some kind of a sickness going around, and the people that got infected, they were not allowed to fast on Yom Kippur. Because of that, because it's a takana for them, so resource center went ahead and did a takana that everybody in the city should eat on Yom Kippur, even the people that are healthy. Why? Because if the people that are healthy are going to fast, so the people that are sick, they'll say, hey, each person starts doing Chishbonos for himself. So you know what? I'm not so sick. I got a little okay. The doctor, you know, they figured out I have something. I feel very good. I'm going to fast. which is the cause of Ashes. So in order to avoid anybody doing Cheshbon, he said the whole city should not fast. The Dayanim over there in the city, Rosh Hashanah brings, argued on him and said, no, you can't do such a thing. Kippur is a mitzvah deraisa, you don't do such a thing. Rosh Hashanah just wanted to say, okay, that's a mitzvah deraisa. But it's the Rabbanon of Chanukah. That's what Chazal is telling him. Right? So it's as Rosh Hashanah says, there's a reason that they just did a blanket takana. Don't do it outside, even if you don't have sakana anymore. As the Mashuas or Ramon, you do it in the window. So sakana, you move from the window, you close the window. It's not such a big difference. But putting outside and inside, it's a whole new zach. Api machshava, just this small point, I want to hichas hashir, but just a machshava, the Sifri Chassidim brings, the Yisrael brings it, that the idea of Chanukah, the nearest Chanukah, is a little light in the darkness, that you're going ahead and you're bringing out the light of Torah in the darkness of Golos. The minute came Shasa Sakana, it was an indication, it wasn't a reason, it wasn't a Sibah, it was a Simon, it was an indication, because what it tells you, you get to such Chayshech of Golos, it's such darkness, you can't anymore shine the light outside. So the Ikon of Chanukah is to go outside and shine the light of Neir's Chanukah and show Torah to everybody. But you're coming to such a galus, such a sakana, because Shmuel is indicating to us, no, you cannot do that anymore. You have to do it inside. The Torah will be inside, not outside. So it's an indication. So even though Shmuel left away, it didn't become better in terms of how much Torah we spread in the world. That's how the Beis Sof brings the Pivach Shava. Okay, just a small nekuda. The as we brought down the Ramah, as much more as you put it in the window, as you just said, the Mishtabura. And furthermore, that's according to that, that's the Pshat in the Gemara. The Gemara says, "Bishah sakana minicha shulchan v'dayin." So we ask, why does everyone have to tell me that? And of course, shah sakana tafashis. They don't do it if you have a sakana. That is, according to this, the Gemara is telling you, "Mishah sakana." Not only the time of sakana when you have sakana, but from the time that sakana began, and from then on, you always will do it al shulchanoy or in the house. Bidaya, and that's it, even though it's no sakon anymore. That's what you want to say according to these mefarshim. Lemaise, it's a discussion of the poiskim, what to do in chutzaretz. So, Rav Eliashiv said that even in chutzaretz, a person should do outside. But even Rav Eliashiv, there's more machmed, if you don't do it in the wrong place, it doesn't work. He said, in chutzaretz, you're allowed to do it inside. You're allowed to do it inside, but there's a mitzvah to do it outside. So that's what Rav Eliashiv holds. I saw Mamish this week, Yitzchak Berkowitz from Eretz Yisrael, he brought the Rav Yaakov Kamenetsky, when he saw people lighting outside in Muncie, he was not happy about that. He said, that's not the right way. Yitzchak Berkowitz himself says, you could light outside if you want to. Could light outside. So what comes out is, then Chutzlaretz, definitely Eretz Yisrael, there is a marker to light inside. If you want to light outside, could you light outside? Yes, let me smell the more the yon in there. The Ashiv, that's the Berkowitz. Tell us you can lie outside. Many are old, then chutzot you lie inside the whole time. That's the minug of most people. So you could lie outside if you want to. If not, you lie. But there is a big marker in chutzot to lie inside. And now, there's another, I want to just add two more things to that of how to, with the idea of lying inside. One of the reasons that's brought down in Achronim why maybe lighting inside is better is because the chutzah is usually very cold. It's very cold and freezing. First of all, you can't keep the light, the nearest Chanukah, on. Right? That's a different discussion. You put it into a box. Does it work? Does it not work? Okay. There's an Indian also that today, and this is what's called, comes to chutzahs. After the takana, you have to do it inside. The takana is to do it for who? Is to do it for Bnei Habayis. You have to do it in front of the people of the house. That's what takana is. What we mentioned before is it says that you have to do it, the time of Neres Chanukah is, you have a certain time we're supposed to do it. Ramos says, Bnei Chutzaretz, you're doing anyway inside, so maybe you don't have to do it in time. Better to do it on time. It says the Mishnah Berurah, even though you want to do it on time, the main time to do it is, one second, is with Bnei Habayis. Bnei Habayis have to be there. Right. One second, let me see. Get up to all these places. Right, so the in top 49 base. So he says, You know, Ma'an the Gittai says, Mishabur, V'yadli k'shebnei abayitz mekubotzim yachad. The main idea is to have the bnei abayitz, because when the takana was to move it to there, you do it to bnei abayitz. So now, when you're getting to the situation where you want to do it outside, inside, probably is today, when you're doing the Eres Chanukah outside, it's freezing cold. It's cold. Even here in America, it's cold. To bring the bnei abayitz outside is not simple. The children, the, you know, the baby, the wife, going outside, freezing cold, and you do the look at Eres Chanukah, right? It's hard to do that. And even afterwards, the question is, if you have to have half an hour of lighting Eres Chanukah, nobody's staying half an hour in front of the nearest if you're doing it outside. So there's another reason why today to do it dafka inside more than outside, because now they're mitaka to do it bnei abayis. So you say, okay, today that's not just a kodi, you could do it outside, go back to the bnei shusha rabbi as it used to be. But you're gonna, if you do that, you're taking away the bnei abayis, which is something that they're added on for now chutzarts. So now it's a shul, you do it outside, even if people can't go outside. Because the main takana is to do it outside, even though bnei abayis don't see you. But in chutzarts that they said the bnei abayis should see you, now you're doing it outside, you're taking that away. So maybe that's a little bit of a problem. Maybe that's not such a good thing to do. Now, the second point is that if a person really wants to go, we're doing it in the window, if one has the ability to have the window in a better location than his front door, even slightly better, so then you have the Reb Chaim Kanievsky that says even Eretz Yisrael should do it in the window. So in my house, I have one window which is close to the Shus Rabim than the front door. So our front door faces the Shus Rabim, but the window is a few feet ahead. I'm thinking, you know, if you put it in the window now, it seemed better to the Shus Rabim because it's closer to the street. And maybe then even according to Reb Chaim, it's better to do it in the window. So there's an addition to put it in the window than to do it in the door. Yeah.
And what if that window is like a big window? It's a much bigger window. And the menorah, you know, the mitzvah is much more visible. Than even the
front door.
The front door.
I mean, you put it outside. Front door, you see, you do it outside.
No, even if you're doing it. Well, however, you're going to do it using the front door. If you're going to. The front door doesn't have that same view to the street. The window is a much better view. It's bigger.
When they had the mitzvah of lighting by the door.
They had windows, yeah.
Did they have windows like we have now?
I don't know if like we have now, but they have windows.
I'm saying that the actual window itself it covers a lot more space.
No, but I say covering space, the churin chak, it doesn't work, because our main thing is the candles.
It's more visible
to B'nai Shalabim.
Even the angle of the window. Windows go like this now.
Yeah.
Windows come like this, and then
so you can visualize from both sides of the street.
See it from all directions.
Oh, so that right? That's what I'm saying. So that's what I'm trying to say. That you can come and say at takana that even if you could have done it outside, right, it may be better to do inside a kurtam chayim. So then you are into that.
Why is it different? I'm still not copying. You know, like why is it different in Chutz La'aretz or in Eretz Yisrael? You know, whether you're supposed to see the people in the house are supposed to see it.
The bnei chutz, so the takana, what it started, as we said before, it started with shas takana.
I understand, but it's
so,
not. But
so that's it?
So the men. So what does it have to do with the people inside seeing it or not?
No, so when they attack it to do it inside, yeah, they say, where are you going to do pirsumanes? You do it if you're bnei abayis.
So at least you can see it.
You and your family.
Really, it's supposed to be that
your family should see it.
Nisa is supposed to be out, so everybody walking by can
right,
see it.
Right.
Your family can see it. Everybody else,
so
I can see it.
Right. So the question is,
at least the people inside the house
right,
can see it.
Right.
Okay, but that's not the problem anymore.
I'm saying, but you want to have that. If I'm doing it outside in front of my front door, so they can't see it.
Since when do Jews do things that are convenient?
Not convenient. So the question is, what's presumenes?
No, I'm saying, but that came and went.
Okay, so that's the question. I'm bringing in that many achrayim hold that the minute shasakana is not a reason. Shasakana is an indication. Right, and from now on, you do not do it outside. As if Kishbogel gave us a sign in Yerushalayim, stop doing Eretz Chanukah.
But not everybody does that.
What do you mean?
In Eretz Yisrael, you do
it. No. I was shasakana chutzarts. Shasakana was applied specifically to chutzarts.
I don't know why it's different.
Because chutzarts, you're being a goy. The sakana was, there was never sakana to my
candles. You're being a goy in Eretz Yisrael too.
There was never sakana to light candles in Eretz Yisrael. Ever. There was never sakana. So that sakana never, it was never there. It was never implemented there. In chutzarts, you had that halacha to go ahead and put it inside.
It's amazing that
there was never had that.
That sakana doesn't change at all, I think, right? Benyamin Benish may be saying.
Yeah.
I think a little bit I understand the kaf that it doesn't exist anymore. It's been a very long time since that's an issue per se. But that kind of was from a time where it was
right. But again, if we hold like the Achronim that say, like the Rishonim that say, Hashem Sakana is a Chazal basically told you, because of the sakana, I understand I'm not supposed to put it aside. And they said in chutzot only. That's the name to chutzot etzol. Etzol, you didn't have shas sakana. Chutz, you did have shas sakana.
But it seems to fly in the whole face of the whole pursuing Nisa of the Chag itself.
I purposely brought this, I think, right. The idea, this Nisach that says, right, you're right. We lost a little bit of Chanukah. Throughout the Golos, we lost a little bit of Chanukah. And it's a thing itself. It's not that now I want to make, I can't do more. In Golos, I have a diminished Chanukah. It's not in the outside, it's only inside.
And you also brought up on the, at least the, what I heard was that the Sakana does exist in some place.
Right, that's during
this time as well. Somewhere in Golos. Right,
thank you.
There's Mamish, a real Sakana.
That's another reason. I'm saying there's a few reasons. One of the reasons our Shtembuch says, you know, in Amichalik. You're not mechalek between sakana between two places, because then people will come and say, I don't know, you know, it's always in the chutzah, it's people, you know, unfortunately, Am Yisrael are suffering, you know, here and there, every time they suffer, so you have a problem. So that's how Shtayabuch says this one. Okay, so you want to bring, well, the only thing I wanted to bring here, la'alocha, is that there's a big mucker. A lot of achronim bring it la'alocha, and then the chutzah is doing inside. If you want to do it outside, yes, shall mean this is to do it outside. So the person should not feel, if I'm doing it outside, I'm going against the minhag. It's a bal gaiva, because Rabbi Yashua says you can do it outside. Right? And many others say you can do it outside. But there is a mucker and there's a source, and I'm saying, I didn't hear that the Abayis will review it more if you do it in the window than doing it outside. Adding the idea of cold, the fact that it's cold and windy, that's another place can bring that as well. And if you can make the window a better, more visible location than the door, then maybe even if it would be able to stroll, you would do it over there. So then you get to the kolishitis. There's one more thing, I was not planning to get into it too much, but if you're already mentioning it, the idea when you go, it's a big problem, how do you do it outside? You go outside, you do it outside, but there's winds. The winds will take it out. So you put it in a box. But when you pick up the glass and you light the candle. If you leave that glass as the way it is right now, the candles will
blow out.
So you have to put down the glass. So the Ma'aril Diskin says, that means Bishas had Laka, you didn't have a nair that can light for 30 minutes. When you were lighting the candles, there was no glass over here, that extra glass. That moment, the candles will not last for half an hour. They'll last for 1 minute. Now you put in a glass, so now you're changing the condition. So my real disc and all that, that's a problem. That's a problem, because you need to have that the adlaka should be in a way that stays there for that way for 30 minutes. I think the Briskrov also held like that, so he did it in the window even in Eretz Yisrael. But many argue in that. Yeah, she was not arguing that. What I'm saying, you can add that to this whole, the whole salad is at Tosefos. Okay, when I do it outside, I'm going to have to put it into that box. This box, according to some, doesn't even work. Therefore, it could be the window's better even in Eretz Yisrael, even in other words, and let's say in a case like us, like it's very cold and windy, and most probably if you put a candle outside today, it's going to blow out, most probably. So therefore, you can add that as another spark. So there's all these talmuds to explain why you should light, the reasonings, the timing, where comes the chutzah you light inside today as well. Now, we mentioned this idea that you have, that you do light inside, but the time of the hadlaka, when is it? The time of hadlaka is, so the main, we don't have time to go into all the background of that, but the main, we have basically three main shittas when to light. Do you light in the beginning of Shkia? Do you light a few minutes, about 10, 15 minutes, or 20 minutes into Shkia? Or you light in Tzitzis Kachavim. That's the Machlokes. It really goes back to a big sugya of when does night begin. The Goyen holds the night begins in Shkia. And the Maaseh were Machmir like him for many things. Shabbos. You have the Shittas of Rishenim, Rabbi Notam, that holds the night begins in Tzitzis Kachavim. Around that. That's where the Mishabur comes in. That you have also something somewhere in between. And that's the main minhag when to do it. So that's the main time to be matig, as Ramon mentioned, says you should let mitzvah and mufchot to light then. It's a time. Many discuss what happens today if you're in a place where, you know, people walk around the street for many more hours. And it's not dafka that time. So first of all, the mitzvah is to start as early as you can, is reasonably good mitzvah. And the question is, when Chazal told you that you have about a half an hour to light, or something like that, does it change based on places or not? Another discussion in the place game. So the main time is to be matik then. But as the Mishnah Berurah paskens, in chutzot, you have to do it in Abayis or there. So somebody asked me last week, that if you are, let's say a person is home, his wife, or kids, or There's that could be some of the Bnei Abayis. But all the Bnei Abayis are not home at the time of the Hadlaka, and they're going to come home only 2 hours from now. So should he wait for them, or should he do in time of the Hadlaka? So Mishnah Berurah says the main Hadlaka is when Bnei Abayis are home. That's the main Hadlaka. Because now for us, that we are going with this whole idea that you're lying inside, and Bnei Abayis are part of the Takana, so you have to do it. That's the main time. You're Madlik for the Bnei Abayis, you wait for them. If you have a few Bnei Abayis, not all of them, you should be Madlik at the right time. So that for us, at least the chutzah. So when you go down to Seoul to the discussion, at least the chutzah, if you're lighting inside, you should wait from Bnei Abayis. Now one of the big problems is that, and I'm not so clear about it, this is one of the things I'm not, I think coming out so clear to me, is the halacha that it brought down already in Shulchan Aruch, that you're not allowed to do anything from the time that halacha begins until you light candles, and now I'll learn, now I'll eat, now I'll drink, now I'll sleep, now I'll do anything. What happens, you know, today, at the time of the Hadlaka, it's around 4:30 in the afternoon. People will come back from work at 6:30. So when she's saying you can't do anything, first of all, how can you continue working? Right? So the say, those are Ira you for sure could do. Any Ira you could do. You can eat Ira as well. You can wash. But you can eat something like something which is considered to be Ira, like fruits, even a little small piece of cake, that's okay to eat. It's all drink. That's not a problem in terms of achila. Also, Melechus Arai. Can I drive the car for 2 minutes? Yes, that's not called Melechus Kva. So the question is, what is considered to be a Melechus Kva? Usually, the definition is based on Shemei Moshech. So if you're in the office, you're in your computer, that can take, someone can be Nimshech a few hours. The Chur, that it will be part of Melechus Kva. But if a person has a regular time when he leaves and he has a train, maybe that's part of the thing that gives it some kind of limit. It's not so clear to me to what extent do we use this thing that a person cannot go and do anything. Because one of the reason what I'm saying is Biur Halacha brings that, well, we'll see in a second, he speaks about when they would go to the Yerid. The Yerid used to be that big marketplace, the fair, the big fair. They used to go, they used to travel and be in the marketplace the whole day and come late at night back to their hotel. And the Mishnah says that a person, when he lights then, we'll see in a second to what extent, he should be yoyed to somebody else who's lighting with a bracha. So I'll ask him on the Biur Halacha, what do you mean? He's there in the fair and he's coming back to the hotel. How can he be in the fair doing Halacha? And then he's going to do lighting candles late at night? So you see that it's not so clear cut that you can't do anything mamish. It's more of a chumrah not to do it because you shouldn't shami mashach, you should be doing it. But if a person has to, maybe there's a little, you could be more lenient about it. I'm not so clear. If a person anyway is not home, he's not doing it and he needs to do something, it's mashmos from the Shulchan Aruch, from the Mishnah Berurah, that there is makom lehakel in terms of that, how, what melacha can you do, what melacha can't do. But the ma'aseh, the mikar din is that a person should not. So the best thing is to try to light on time with the mishpacha as early as possible, as close as possible, shas adloka. That's the ikar din, that's the best thing. Whatever the minig is. That goes with the minig, whatever you have in your family. If you do shkia or tzes kachavim. By the way, if it says kachavim, it says that then it's better to do meyer first. Why? Because it's todi v'sheni todi, todi koidem. If you do shkia, you can't do meyer first, so you do it before. But that's the... So again, there's as close as possible is better, and to do things is not so simple how you can do it, so keep that in mind when you crave the time of that lakah. Now, one of the things that are nugia very much l'maisa today is the concept called achsanoi. Achsanoi means a guest, right? Or someone's traveling. So the halacha, the main halacha is achsanoi. We're not going to go into too much into that because today, a regular story, as we mentioned, we spoke about it a little bit not a lot in Hadlokas Neir Shabbos. And it's similar to the halachas over there, Hadlokas Neir Shabbos. Hadlokas Neir Shabbos has to do with the fact that you have a person has his own room and his own place in the house and he eats there, he becomes a harireach, he becomes a guest, and he can do his own Neir Chanukah, especially today that you light inside, so he can light in any place he feels that it's his. The main place of Hadlokas Neir is either the place you eat or the place you sleep. Right? And that has to do with, or your house, but whatever is considered your house has a place where you sleep, and that's where it has to do very similar to what we learn in Hadlokas Neir Shabbos. But the point I wanted to get into is when a husband is without his wife. He's traveling and he's going to be without his wife. What does he do with Hadlokas Neir Chanukah? So here comes the halacha is that mi'ikar din, the wife should light at home. That's definitely. Wife has to light at home. Why? Because we learned already The mitzvah of hadlaka is ner ish ubeisoy. It's a mitzvah of labais. We mentioned the Rambam. It's a mitzvah in the house. So if someone is, nobody's home, so then that's something else. But if someone's home, someone has to light the candles for the husband. So the best thing, the wife should light for the husband at home. That's for sure definite. The question is, should the husband light as well? So here, that's the halacha over here. It says, the halacha is that achsenai she'ein madlikim ala bebeisoy. Someone was a guest, but nobody's lighting his house. So then, Mishnah goes on and says, you can add a prut to somebody, or if you have his own Pesach, he is madlik, etc. That's what he says. Now, says the Shulchan Aruch, yesh oyrim, sha'afal pi she'madlikim ala b'tach beisoy. So the first halacha Shulchan Aruch is if nobody's lighting him in the house. But if someone's lying in the house, there's a Duneos Chanukah. Says Shulchan Aruch, yesh oyrim, sha'afal pi she'madlikim ala b'tach beisoy. It's a place where he's not going to see any chaneres chanaka. He should light with brachas. Says the Ramah. Even if it's by Jews and he's going to see candles. He wants to be machmir and do adlokas neres. He could do it. That's what Ramah says. He wants to be machmir. His wife is lying at home. If he wants to be madlik wherever he wants in mivorech, he could go ahead and do it. Now, one of the problems is, when he has to go and do a bracha, he was already yaitzu with his wife.
They don't keep each other in mind.
So either they don't keep each other in mind. He says, I'm not going to be yaitzu with my wife. That's one.
Why does she have to do it?
She has to do it for the house. There's a deal in the house to have. Yes, and for herself as well. And she's part of the house, so she has to do it. Or, and this goes back to the shiur we gave 2 weeks ago, that if the bracha is the mitzvah, so when you're lying, you have to do the bracha, because that's the mitzvah, now you're not doing it. I mean, you could say, because Reg is stuck with this Rima.
What happens if the husband and wife are both traveling?
If nobody's home.
No, I'm saying they're both traveling.
Is somebody home? If nobody's home, then you don't have to light. If somebody's home, somebody he has to light for the Baal Bais as well.
Let's say somebody is flying, let's say, at 9 o'clock at night.
Yeah.
They have to be in the airport 3 hours in advance.
Oh, so I'll get that to that in a second. I want to get to that. So before that, we have a husband is away, the wife is home, the life lights for him. The Rama says, if he wants to light, he can light. Zok, the Mishnah Berurah, he brings many achrayim arguing that. Machlekes, the big machlekes on the poiskim. Basically, the one is, on one side is the Levush or Leshabbos Taz, Mogen Avraham, Eliyahu Rabba. He says, the husband can light with a bracha. And the other end, the Bishesim, Marashal, and Prichadosh. You have the other side. All the biggest poiskim argue. One side says, you can do a light, you can light with a bracha. The other one says you can't lie with a bracha because your wife is lying for you. That's it. Again, it could be that they're arguing what we discussed 2 weeks ago. Does the bracha part of the mitzvah or not? Could be. Could put toilet together. So the Mishnah Berurah says, because many of poskim say you can't do, so you should not lie with a bracha. Light the candles if you want to. And ask for somebody else to be chavit to you, or you should not be put to somebody else. So if a person is traveling, and he's lighting, and he's not going to be with his wife, he should light the candles, try to be yoytz to the bracha with somebody else. If he's on his own, let's say that he's in a hotel, he's some conference on his own. So the Mishnah Berurah pask is better to do without a bracha. If someone really wants to do a bracha, he feels that he can't do the mitzvah without the bracha, he feels that it's just lighting candles without a bracha, so yesh al milius bracha. There's many places that say that you could do the bracha. The Mishnah Berurah's achra is, because there's so many machlekes, what to do, light without a bracha. So at kinikach, the wife replaces the husband. So minikaradin, the wife should do it, and that's it. The husband wants to do it, should do it. Bracha is a problem. Better to be yoyt to somebody else. Okay, so that's the one. Yeah. Oh, so the children. The truth is like this. Let me get to the children in a second. I want to get, because I want to go for your question first. Basically, when a person leaves the house, and he's not going to light candles, what should he do? And let's say him and his wife are leaving the house. What should he do? So meikar din, the best thing to do is the brother la'alocha should be mimane hashliach. He should appoint somebody to light the candles for him. Because we're in chutzos, we have the whole night option. So he say if someone's going to get somewhere during that night, so he should light candles wherever he gets to. Let's say he's leaving the house before the time of la'alocha, and he's going to travel for 5 hours. He's going to get to someplace 9 o'clock at night. Light there with your wife and kids, because again, I'm going to Yoitza Bnei Habayis, and don't have a shliach do it in the house. But if he's going to be going in a plane, and he's not going to be able to light that whole night, And I want to speak. We'll get. And the plane itself is a big discussion. The place came as well. Do you lie there or not? But let's see. He's lying in the plane, and he's not. Nobody's gonna let him to light candles over there. So you should have a shliach light for him in the house, and that's the best thing. If he has anybody staying in the house, so because we anyway go ahead and do that, every person lights for himself. We're noyik. The Ashkenazi were noyik. Every person lights for himself. So whoever's in the house is gonna light for himself. So you can tell him, be a shliach, light for me as well, give him a pruto. You light, he's going to light one set of candles. We're having in mind, those are the balabait. Right? That's probably the best thing. If you have a balabait, he has his son in the house. The son has to light candles. He's going to light candles for himself anyway. He has candles for himself anyway, he's going to make a shlichus for his father as well.
That's better than the wife. That overrides the wife?
No. If the wife is home, the wife should do the husband's nails.
She wins over the bar mitzvah boy.
Yeah, the mitzvah boy should do himself as well. All right. They're both going to do it. The mitzvah boy. Same, but if the bar mitzvah boy is anyway lying for himself, right, he can have in mind to be mitzvah's father as well. He gives him a pruto because part of it. Instead of lying, two sets of minerals. Now, if the same guy says, you know what, I want him to do for me also this my minerva, the pashas he can tell him to do. He could do both. He could do for himself and he could light the candles of his father. Let's say the father says, I want to have the menorah over there. So the bar mitzvah will do for both. Because you could do a shliach anyway. I'm saying, the shliach is, and let's say a person, someone just asked me this question right before I came here. He's traveling to the airport, probably, right? Then we'll figure it out that maybe he'll have enough time. But if he's traveling to the airport before the time of Hatlaka, way before the time of Hatlaka, and he's going with his wife, and he's going to be in the plane the whole night. So what should he do? So he has a son-in-law living in the neighborhood. The son-in-law should come home, Come to his house and light the candles for him. Shlichus. And the son-in-law will light his house as well. So he's doing a shlich. It's not a problem. Here comes the concept. If you're leaving 6 o'clock at night, it's not a problem. You do Hatlakas Neres Chanukah on time. In the house. How he's not going to sleep in that night? It's still your house. There's a whole discussion where when you're becoming a guest, how many nights you have to sleep in order to become a guest, which you're not going to get into. But if it's your own house, even if you didn't sleep in that night, probably you should light over there. And if he's going on a plane that night. We're going to plan that. So we'll just summarize what we have till now. Just what we learned, these alochas. First of all, today there is a makor to be madlik inside. Some place came hold that today is knowing it's the ikar lochas inside. Many chassidim don't even light in the window. They light in the door. We light in the window to be it's also the pesuvenes. And we, as we said, there's other reasons why to do it. The rabbis can be there. The window is more visible to the Bnei Rosh Hashanah, and so on and so forth. Maybe that's going to be even better than Eretz Yisrael. So you have different reasons to do it inside, and the Ika time of that Hadlaka is when the Bnei Abayis are there. But ideally, each person should do it on the time, beginning of Shkia or Tzitzit Kachavim, whatever it is, with Bnei Abayis with him. That's what you do. If he's traveling, then you have that din that he should light it, that he's supposed to light. If he's going, the whole family is going to light wherever he is. If his wife is in the house, the wife should light for him. He doesn't have to light me, Karadim. But if he wants to, he can light. Better without a bracha and be yotze with somebody else. Now, if we already mentioned it, there is a big discussion in the Achronim regarding a person who's traveling is going to be on a plane or a train or a boat doing the time of that look, what should he do? So, the famous Barasham, that says you can light candles in a train. That's in a train. Now, the Ashram holds that's only if the train, if you have your own cubby, if you have your own room. But if you just have a seat, that's not good enough. What?
Your own car, your own place,
your own room, whatever it is. But if you have only a seat, that's not good enough. The Pastor Barasham argues he holds a seat is good enough. And some argue Horfitzes from Williamsburg, he holds that a seat is good enough, because that's your mocker. You bought it.
I understand, but so why can't you light? Let's say you have a friend that lives near the airport.
Yeah.
So why can't you stop off at the friend's house?
It's not your house.
But it's not your seat.
It is. I bought it. I paid for it.
Oh, fine. So give me some money. Give your friend some money.
And you'll be soicher a mocker by him.
Yeah.
Okay. Maybe that's a solution. You go ahead and you'll do a real kidney. You buy from the place for that a few hours. Maybe that will. Maybe that won't work, but it needs to be your place.
Sit down and have a meal.
But sometimes a person goes ahead and he's in, right? He's traveling. He's in the middle of nowhere. He's in China right now.
Right, but why have the whole machlokas about how many days the house becomes, you know,
because some places go, that's not enough. That's not good enough. Just
I understand, but so how can you even turn around and say that the seat is yours?
Right, according to the Al-Khalami, this place gets in a hole. They need to have a few days. They're going to say it doesn't work in the plane either. I mean, if we all, was not planning to go into that too much. So let's say the guy, the place you're sleeping that night is good enough. You're on the plane, you have a seat, you have the light. Because you can't light candles on the plane, right? You can't light candles on the plane. So then you have, there's another whole thing that maybe you can light, you use a flashlight. Many hold a flashlight is good enough as a candle. But the question is, how is the nikar? So a person really is on a plane near his chanukah, he wants to be yotze. The best thing is if you can get a flashlight that looks like a menorah. So it's nikar, I'm presuming it, so it looks like a menorah. He puts it on his seat. Everybody goes, passes by, he sees a menorah. Yeah. He eats all the shittas, right? That's it becomes an interesting situation.
TSA arrests him as soon as he lands.
What?
TSA arrests him as soon as he lands.
No, it's not candles. It's bring lights. He's like a small light thing.
The bulbs.
The bulbs thing.
Yeah, bring the electric. You bring that out. The electric one.
Yeah.
And the plane's not taking off until, so you can actually do it in the airport. And not a second.
Yeah, I'm saying that it's not so posh. Rapist gold is not good enough. I'm saying there's a discussion about that. Right.
The guy
in
the they have the single candle that they put inside the
window. Oh, yeah.
You can take one of those.
Yeah, and you're with one candle, as we know, right? And obviously, there's a whole discussion where a person, when let's say, for example, and I'm not planning to get into it, it's too many things, but if a person's example is a guest on Shabbos by somebody, and he's going that night home, and he's not going to be home until late at night, but he's still by the guy's house in the beginning of the night, wishing he had candles. He was there the whole Shabbos. So some hold that one Shabbos is not good enough. They have to go home anyway. In Chutzar, it's that the whole night is good enough. The Pasha is for sure in Chutzar, you should light at home if you're coming home later. And Eretz Yisrael, it's a bit more in the place what to do. Do you rely on the fact that you eat a Milam and Mak over there, that's good enough? Or better to go home and do it a little later? Big Machlekes or Shozan or Yashiv. So really, the Chanukah is full of all these scenarios, Machlekes. It's all Poiskes Manin. It's not. It doesn't go back to just hear it, because then it became very, very Nugel and Maisa today. We should have a Frech Chanukah, should be Zeichet, the light of Chanukah, shall shine, Reza Hashem, everywhere, and we'll reconvene in 2 weeks.
They wanted us to stop learning Torah. Look what Chanukah turned into. More and more stuff. We really got them back.